Okay, everybody, welcome along to September's meeting. And ask for any apologies. And welcome to Councillor Day and Councillor Corsini on their last meeting before they depart us for better days, and hope they enjoy life after council.
Thank
and
you,
all the very best from every one of us.
Thank you.
Number two, public question time. Oh, any leaves of absence? And also I'd like to welcome Mr. Denver Siddons along, who is partaking in the meeting as a
future councillor-elect.
Yeah. Okay. Now, anybody wants leave of absence for the next meetings? Not to be done. Okay. Public question time, Bill. No one out there?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
I went right around, didn't open the door where all the noise was coming from.
Yep. Okay, number five, confirmation of previous minutes. Is someone prepared?
Small correction, a typo.
Yep.
Declaration of opening. It's got opening six, just small correction, Mr. President.
It's been fixed.
It's all right.
The original. A good copy.
Staff have fixed it already.
Okay. Oh, and also, I'd like to thank Councillor Lozabosca for taking over for that meeting that I was absent from. And thank you very much.
No worries.
Councillor? And Councillor Day has moved the confirmation of previous minutes. Is there a seconder for those? You used to come out of the right centre. Councillor Guy? All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Any questions coming out of those minutes that anyone has? That would run very well, thank you. Point six, receival of minutes for the Great Eastern Country Zone, the Siaka meeting and the Wheelock meeting. Is someone prepared to move those on block? Councillor Delawoska has moved them on block. Is there a seconder? Councillor Corsini. I'd also like to thank the Councillor for taking and Jazz for going to the Great Eastern Zone meeting and looking after that meeting for me. Thank you. Nothing out of those minutes? Yes,
Councillor? I've got some comments.
All those in favour of carrying those minutes? Carried.
If we can turn to page 11 on the agenda, click down to the minutes of the zone meeting. This is what we've talked about in the discussion earlier, just about the proposed boundaries. They're trying to align it with the state general election. And this is where we're going to lose one seat on the state council that they're proposing. Some commissioners saying they're going to do it. Walga's saying no. But this is the stuff I just want us to watch going forward, the makeup of our state council at Walga.
Well, if they leave them one from the country, then they have to lose one from the city.
Yeah.
There's got to be equal.
But it's not saying that.
No, I know. Yeah. Yep.
So I just want to alert everyone. We've just got to watch that bit. And page 15, if we go down to that one. This is what I raised at Zone a couple of years ago. It's about doing roadworks during total fire bans. It looks like they're still working under it, particularly if you're grading a road. You don't have to get permission every day to keep going if the danger's high.
If I may, Councillor Day, if you look in the bulletin, that was the latest, that only coming out 2 days ago, that DFES, there was a huge response on that.
Yeah.
They've taken that on board, but they haven't changed their position on that yet. So I'm just trying to find it, sorry.
We're asking that
in the bulletin.
Tiered risk approach
yeah.
for it. So they're
yep.
still working in.
They're still working through it, but as it stands, you still require, that emergency response in those conditions.
I like the third point, reduce the red tape behind it. So, yeah, that's just something to watch going forward. And next minute, page 16, it's what Yorgan raised and which we talked about here with our heavy road user agreement, or the road usage agreement. I found it interesting what they've said. It's going to cost them between $84 and $90 million over 40 years to maintain the 113 k's of roads within their shire with these other companies. Yeah, it's just, I think they're looking at the Walga agreement and the costings behind all that. So we better not be, if we've got them in the future, to negotiate.
Can I add something else to that too? Like, Wayne was also saying that main roads were coming in and saying that they could build the road far cheaper than what the Yulgan Shire was going to build it for, and that's what the Wayne was sort of saying, going in and doing that. Whereas, you know, when the mine leaves, it's okay if main roads want to build the road, that's okay. But then that entitles the mine, when they finish, to just disappear. And then the maintenance on that road will come back to the late phase. That's what the, that costing comes in on that.
Mm.
That explains it.
There would, there would never be a day that main roads can build a road cheaper than a shire. Mm. And the proof was in the pudding in the M40 when they wanted $10 million and we did it for $3 million. Yeah. So there's no way they could.
And you only have to look at the Walwyn Bridge at the moment.
Yeah, so that's the main thing there.
Yeah. And lastly, in the SIAC minutes, there's just that one bit on where it's got... just trying to find the right page. Sorry, I took a photo of it.
What's it under?
3.2? 3.2, yes. In the action items. Number one,
yep.
Executive officer to confirm that if SIACA were operating as a regional housing whatever and ceased trading, the existing 71 units could be transferred to a like-minded charitable organisation and not to another regional housing person. I think it needs to be transferred to the owning shire where the units are. That, or, you know, to the shire where they are based.
Wasn't it based?
I thought that was the original thing, but if they're going to be changing it, we need to make sure it goes back to the shire.
Yep. Make sure we bring that up.
And there's a 10% down the bottom. Resolution, it was resolved, oh no, not to apply.
Contribute 10%.
Oh, that's okay. We're not being asked yet for 10% of unit cost, but that's something to watch. Thank you. No more comments. I'll shut up.
Thanks, Karen. Anybody else? Any more? Nothing? Okay.
Living Homes presentation, is that still in the pipeline for us to get any as it's coming up still? As in the homes?
SIACA Homes, I think
he's
talking
about.
Well, the SIACA Homes, like SIACA as a group have applied for federal funding under the, they didn't put it in this round, they're putting it in the next round for 50 new units, and we've put in for 3.
Now, they're just putting in, it's not necessarily going to...
They've got to be successful. They're putting in for a state grant, I think, of 15 mil, and a federal grant of 40 mil or something like that. And for the federal grant, they need the state commitment to be approved before they can put in for the federal one. to show that they've got matching, or not matching funding, but co-contribution. So, but when they apply, they want another 50 units across the board.
Have they applied at all yet, or still in the pipeline?
No, yeah, still in the pipeline, and we've got our name down for 3.
Thank you.
Okay. Point 7, Council announcements. Councillor Bosco, you had.
I'd like to speak to that meeting, the zone meeting, that was all.
Yeah.
And then down to the local government week. I'm very disappointed with the local government week. Venue, Tucker, that sort of stuff. I thought only 2 of the speakers were quite good.
Thank you. Councillor Dwyer.
I participated in the Warrell Open West Zone event. And we had a regional roads meeting somewhere in there, Bill.
Yep, soon meeting.
That's the start of the month. Councillor Cassini.
Nothing, sorry.
You were holidaying, sorry.
No. Councillor Huxwell, nothing. Councillor Day.
Again, the Warrellaken to Westonia Walk on the 16th of September, which was extremely well organised, and thank you to all of our staff for their volunteering efforts and work efforts. And the local government conference from the 18th to the 20th in Perth, and I reiterate what Councillor Della Bosco said about the conference.
And I did the conference, and that was about it because I was away for a part of the month. So I still reiterate what the other two councillors have said about the conference. So we will look at moving a motion for the Greater Zone.
And the Wearock board meeting you attend.
Yeah.
Merit and Shire.
Oh.
Easy to forget.
I'm going to have to get a bigger diary. Okay, declarations of interest. No one has any declarations of interest.
No.
No.
There's no agenda item for it.
Point 9, matters requiring council decision. I'll now hand over to the administration officer.
Deputy CEO.
Deputy CEO. Thank you, Jazz.
Okay. Item 9.1 is a council payment for August. I've got a council payment presented to council in the interest of accountability and providing information to council expenditure. August list of accounts is totalling $419,915.90 and credit card payments of $5,328.55. Is there any questions relating to the monthly list of accounts? Otherwise, my officer recommendations are that the August 2023 account submitted to today's meeting on municipal vouchers numbered 4059 to 4060 and direct debits from EFT 6376 and EFT 6419, inclusive of the Department of Transport of Infrastructure and creditors, bank fees, direct debits and Visa card payments totalling $419,915.90 be passed for payment.
Is someone prepared to move? Councillor Cassini, a seconder. Councillor Del Bosco, all those in favour? Carried. No other questions? Moving on.
Okay, 9.1.2 is the monthly statement of financial activity for August. Our statement of financial activity is recorded to council's activities and financial performance for the month of August. If you turn to page 5, it shows that we have a closing surplus of about $3.2 million, I think it was. I can't remember off the top of my head. So that's quite substantial for this time of the year already. I don't know why we've got so much, but
I'm not spending enough.
And then... Pages 6 and 7 onwards and the explanation of variances. We've only got some timing. As I wasn't in the office, I forgot to do the asset depreciation run for August, so they've got a timing issue. And also the timing on the capital works program, is it's not fully started and into the program as they're starting Delabosco Road shortly. But there is a considerable material variance on the event income for the community development, as we don't budget for event income. So there is a, is there any other questions relating to my monthly financial statement? Well, that's in the template, that's not mine.
employee costs are double what we budgeted. Any comments about that one?
Only for it would be the monthly turnaround.
We had an extra pay
period in the quarter, of like the month, because you had three instead of two.
But double?
It shouldn't be double.
Employee costs should have been 108, 150, and they're 232.5.
Are you talking about Schedule 14 or
Statement of Financial Activity?
Nature and type.
And then nature and type.
Which is crap.
Is that one better? Okay, go to nature and type.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it? Nature and type.
Well, it's just more than that. That's 124.
If you talk about your salaries and wages, though, if you go to schedule, go to page 20.
20, yeah, okay.
Right, which is salaries and wages. Now, our year-to-date budget's 230 grand and we've spent 227. Like, we're right on the mark. So employee costs.
At the top,
it's 12 or something.
Yeah, it is.
Is that what
it is?
Yep.
Okay, sorry, I forgot to raise
it. No, that's fine.
Yep. Sorry, which page?
20 out of 20.
I'm too far. Can you see where I am in your variance up and down?
Yes. I can change it. The only way I can change it is to change the formula in the system.
Sorry, because it doesn't make sense.
It's a, that's a more Australia.
It's confusing.
But I can do that. It's not hard.
Well, so it's not too hard. That would show the variances either being up or down the right way.
Yeah, because it's actually showing you from income to expenditure.
Yeah.
So if there's no other queries, my office recommendation is that Council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending August 2023 and note any material variances greater than $10,000 or 15%.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Della Bosca has moved. A seconder? Councillor Corsini? All those in favour? Carried.
Through the chair, we did try and whittle our financial statement, monthly financial statement down, but it's blowing out again, nearly as bad as the bloody annuals. Yeah, it's meant to be getting simpler for our tier.
No,
and
it's
getting
not.
Sillier.
And it's harder for us to understand. There's too many different numbers.
There is.
I can see it down the bottom, but up the top doesn't show it right.
We still might review that. This was a template, suggested template, and that's what we did last year, is cut out the stuff we didn't have to have.
No, this is it's a template for all for local government, and then we can
whittle it down. And I think we need to, there's too much information there.
Yeah, some of the, it's misleading, some of the information.
So the only pages I must keep is the material variances.
Yes.
Yeah. By program, and then we have it by nature and type.
Yeah.
So nature and type means nothing.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. Otherwise, it's confusing or something.
Nature and type is what it is recommended by, which is,
yeah.
But you don't get any information out of it.
Mm. Anyway, we'll review it because it's too much.
Too much.
Okay. Is someone prepared to move the monthly financial report?
No,
we just did it.
We've already done it and carried it.
Sorry.
Councillor Huxtable's got a question.
Question, Mr.
Question.
Question.
Bill, the trees gone out of the cemetery fund?
They will be charged to the cemetery.
No, have they gone out?
Not yet. No.
You wouldn't know what's actually gone out?
I can log into the system and have a look.
I know the amount's gone out, but I was just wondering what product I've been spending a bit lately. That's what it says.
I think the fountains were paid direct out, but the trees is a reimbursement.
And the marble blocks paid out, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I can't get them until January.
Yeah. No, it's just the trees need to be reimbursed because they were on council's account.
So it was 2WG Outdoor Life.
Yep.
And Centec.
Yep, that's the fountains.
Yeah. So that's all gone out at the moment.
No worries, thank you.
9.1.3 GST Reconciliation Report.
Okay, the GST Reconciliation Report is presented to Council as a means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which has an impact on our Council's cash flow. As I've actually stated, we've actually had to pay out $12,403 at the end of August this month. So my officer recommendation is that Council note that the GST reconciliation totalling $12,403 for the period ending August 2023 be adopted.
Some.
No, beat it. Don't let it.
I saw Renee first.
Always moves that. So
someone else saw Renee first.
Council train.
Councillor Cassini has moved, seconded by Councillor Guyer. All those in favour? Carried. I'll now hand over to the CEO.
Thank
for
you.
9.1.4.
Thank you, Mr. President. This agenda item is being represented. It was laid on the table at the last meeting, subject to receiving more information from the Commonwealth Bank. So representing it at this meeting, and it's for Council to consider an alternative banking institution to service our banking requirements, because as you know, our existing bank, Bank West, has been taken over by the Commonwealth, and Bank West will be no longer over the next few months. And so we just need to consider that. Myself and Jasmine participated in a Zoom meeting with the Commonwealth Business, Local Government Business Manager or something, and they have provided you, which I've provided to Council, a list of their really fees and charges and everything else. It's quite complex and everything else. A lot of it doesn't relate to us at the end of the day, but for consideration. You've also been presented Bendigo Bank's proposal, which seems to be a little bit more simpler. But all in all, on the fee structure and everything else, it's very competitive. Like, there's not a lot in it. There's 2 or 3 cents difference between Bendigo and the Commonwealth. And that is per transaction. It's not bulk transaction. So it's every payment we make. So on the list of accounts, we might pay 20 bills. We're getting charged 20. Only do it once in block, but it's regarded as 20 transactions. So it doesn't matter how much we group them up. So we get paying 19.5 cents from the Commonwealth for every bill we pay, whereas for Bendigo is 16.5.
Yeah.
So, but Commonwealth is 19.5. But when you work it out over the month, I think I worked it out. You know, we're paying $30 a month for the amount of transactions we do. You know, it's not going to seem as broke at the end of the day, and there's probably $3 or $4 difference between the two. But I guess my comment in general is, we're a small organisation, and dealing with large government departments and everything else is always difficult. I feel that the four big banks are also certainly heading that way. You've taken out your local branch managers and everything else. You're talking to someone in Perth. You're lucky if it's the same person. Whereas Bendigo is offering staff 80 k's away. You know they're going to look after you a bit. But the big sell to me is that the Bendigo Bank is a community bank that has, they've been putting in a couple of hundred grand a year back into the communities that invest with them. And it's an opportunity, so we might pay the fee for service, it might be, you know, it might cost us a few hundred dollars more to bank with Bendigo compared to a big bank, but there's a chance of getting $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 back into a community project because we are a customer and an investor in that bank. To me, that's the biggest thing. And the Bendigo has about nine or 11 local governments that they are looking after, so they're basically looking after everyone that way. And they were very excitable about our investments. So I think we carry a little bit of weight in there and have an opportunity to be looked after by a local business. I haven't got any technical information about this and that, and you know, investment rates and everything else. At the end of the day, a bank's a bank, and they're going to rip you off as much as they can, and that's what we can get back out of it. But that, just having that personal customer service back. So my recommendation is that council does transfer their banking institution to the Bendigo Bank, local Bendigo Bank.
Any questions?
Comment?
Sorry, no, you go. Guys, I'm only going to put my hand up to pass it.
I thank the staff for following up on this again and getting another quote. And I've looked at them both, and I believe Bendigo is more attractive for in regards to their interest rates with our investments. Their term deposits are a good 0.9% more than what Commonwealth can do. Sure, Commonwealth will void all the establishment fees, but that's just the initial 12-month fee. But then there's ongoing fees after that. So, you know, much of a muchness. I think the interest rate attraction could be better with Bendigo. I agree with, they've committed $75,000 each year to spend on community projects. I think if we could get some of that, that's a good bonus. And like our CEO said, personal touch, yeah, to have a bank manager close by that is committed to local government is very important. But I appreciate just comparing some different banks and what they've got to offer. I think we just needed to do that.
Anyone else for a comment? Good or bad? Okay. We'll move across to the officer's recommendation. Is someone prepared to move the officer's recommendation? There's Councillor Guy, and a second is Councillor Day. All those in favour? Carried.
And sorry, there was one other advantage, was that our everyday municipal account will be attracting an interest, which they don't normally offer.
Yeah,
both of those, yeah. Trying to get our business was an attraction, which we haven't had.
Yeah.
We haven't had that. That's a new initiative. Bankwest never gave us that.
Wow.
So we've had money sitting in Muni Fund doing nothing. Wow. So
that's good.
9.2, community and regulations. 9.2.1, tenders.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one's tender number 12324 for the pool kiosk at Ablution Building, which was requested by Council and part of our budget. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider the accepting a tender for the construction of the new pool kiosk in Ablution Building as per the tender specifications that have gone out. Just for background, that we have an allocation of 1.35 mil in the budget, financial budget, for the construction of the new building, as part of, so really this is stage two of our upgrades of the Diorite Street Recreational Precinct Master Plan. So stage one was the bowls complex, stage two is a pool kiosk, stage three is the pool, and stage four was the tennis and car park, etc. As requested, a public tender went out, and as per the specifications, the last financial year we paid about $80,000 or $90,000 to the architects Donovan Payne for the architectural and engineering drawings. So that's what was tendered on. At the close of submissions, one tender was received from Famlonga Building Contractors. Councils had previous experience with Famlonga Builders as they built the Bowls Stadium. And they have also built a similar facility at the Three Springs Swimming Pool, which is all part of your attachment, showing their previous work and experience. In accordance with the Local Government Functions and General's regs, we needed a criteria for assessing the tender. The tender met the, well, it was equivalent to the price expectation from the quantity surveyor, and I've assessed the tender against the compliance criteria. Famlonga has got very good experience, he's got very good personnel through experience, and he's got the resources to build a building of this nature. So I've classified him 100%. The tender price is comparable to the cost indicative report provided by Neil Butler, quantity surveyor. So my recommendation is that we accept the tender received from Famlonga Building Contractors for the sum of 1.359, and if I could just add there that, and that the CEO be authorised to negotiate prior to contract signage on some variation to specifications.
Everyone's happy with that explanation. Is someone prepared to move? Councillor Della Bosca has moved. Is there a seconder? Is Councillor Geyer? All those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Thank you.
All the best with your next project, Bill.
We've got a little rest. Wait until April. Have a little rest. Contract, quite a contract.
It's very
exciting. Very good. Yes, it will be actually.
Very much needed.
So having that time lapse, it will help for, like, well, the process is to get the contract signed and everything else, but he'll be able to go and buy materials and get that stuff done in the lapse time. So that'll be good. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The next one's an application for an exploration licence, which has been received, which exploration licence in the central part of the Shire, which has been received by Duketon Mining. The application relates to a portion of land located in the central western portion of the Shire, referred to as Chandler. Attaches the whole thing. We have our usual conditions. So I've amended condition 12 because it doesn't affect any reserves. And my recommendation is that we approve. Oh, Duketon, just for your, has actual mining interests in Eastern Goldfields, north of Laverton, and at the moment. So my recommendation is that we approve this as per the usual conditions.
That's near the Chandler Lake, isn't it?
Yeah, just to the west.
Yeah.
Chandler area. Mm. So do they own it anymore? Peter Cruz and...
Yeah. Yep.
The Smiths and all those. Mm-hmm. What's the name? The South Africans? Ralph and all that, yeah, and all that sort of kiddies, yeah, all that sort of area.
I really hope the company does a good job in notifying the landholders better. I've learnt recently they can just put up the permit somewhere on the fence to say, then just go in.
Okay.
In a way, if we're approving this as a shine, somehow to give the landholder the heads up. Could be a nice
Do you want another condition? Just so that affected landholders need to be
contacted verbally, at least, not just by a permit stuck on their front fence or stuck on
first go and see them.
Go and see them.
Mm. Yeah. So do you want that as a condition?
Yeah, but they not technically have to, but I don't do the sign up because they could do it at the back of our place and would never know. It's just, how do you word it?
Courtesy.
Courtesy
call.
Yeah.
Courtesy personal contact.
Yeah.
Yes.
Courtesy to affected landholders. Courtesy personal contact.
With the landholders affected.
I'll make that another condition then.
That was one of my questions from 1 to 12 from our recommendations, if we'd had any feedback. And that sounds like we have had some sort of feedback. We really need to add or take away.
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy to move that.
You're happy to move that, Councillor Goyle? A seconder, Councillor Day? No further questions? Put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried.
Did you
forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah.
You did last year.
Yeah,
Councillor Guy's expressed, closely related person impartiality interest in the next item.
Okay, Councillor Guy has departed. 9.3 works and services, 9.3.1 tender bitumen products. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one is our tender number 2, which is our annual bitumen products tender process. That was publicly advertised for 45,000 square metres. It's actually now going to be closer to 60,000 because we've got additional work. But it's based on these prices anyway. We've got 2 submissions, one from Bitutec and one from CR Bitumen Surfacing. As per local government regulations, we assess the selection criteria and weighting of both companies. We've had Bitutec for many, many years, and they've been slightly rated higher as far as maintenance and experience. We've had no relationship with CR Bitumen Surfacing in the past. When it comes to the pricing, Bitutec was significantly cheaper anyway. So my recommendation is, and like financial implications, we have the funds available in our annual budget for under our annual roads program, and that council accept the tender received from Bitutec for the supply of bitumen products for the total tender price of $497,900, even though that will be a different figure based on the quantity of work moving forward.
Everyone happy with the explanation?
What's it in budget, sort of? This way?
Yeah, look, it's up a bit, I will admit, but I think we've got a bit of fat in that Del Bosco job. So, yeah, but it is high, like it's up about a dollar something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working around the $5.50s and it's in the sixes. So.
But that's what's happening. Yeah. At least we got 2 quotes, so councils didn't get any, so. I'm happy to move that if there's...
Councillor Day is going to seconder. Councillor Huxtable. All those in favour? Carried. Would someone like to ask Dara to come back in?
Yes, we've got a late one. Yep. Did I miss one?
No.
Yeah.
Late one.
Mr. President. We'll move for urgent business, which is 10-1.
Need a second.
To listen to this one. Mover to have this one in urgent business.
Karen.
Oh, Karen, sorry. Yep. Councillor Day, and the seconder is Councillor Bosca. All those in favour, carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. Late item is from the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage. It's a revocation of a vesting order on reserve number 8229. The purpose of this report is to seek council comment on the department's proposal to revoke a vesting order over reserve 8229, which was originally under the Minister for Works, with a new vesting order being provided to the Water Corporation. Basically, the Minister for Works is now an obsolete department or organisation or whatever, and Water Corporation is, you know, the new organisation. It's to do with the Yabillin and pump site.
Yep.
And all the operations down there. It has no, the change has no direct impact on the council, and they're seeking a comment from the council if we have any objection. So my recommendation is that we make no objection to the proposal.
That's right on our border, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right on, yep. Right in there. It's all in house, but it's right very close.
Yeah.
So that's not going to affect anything, their future plans down there for maybe a tourist attraction or anything like that, Bill?
Well, they've really, I guess there's no change in management of, like, we've never had access to that anyway, if you know what I mean. Like, they're not taking anything away from us. It's just dealing with Water Corp, whether, because it is in operation, if you know what I mean, except for some of the historical site. But that golden pipeline, they are talking about doing the restoration of the historical site portion of it. So we'd have to deal with a government agency anyway, whether it's Water Corp or the Minister for Works, so if we want to have any access or do anything down there.
Encourage them to develop it or make sure it's building. Otherwise, one will carry
the
problem. However, would encourage you to clean up and
yeah.
make something of it.
Yeah, I can't see the Water Corp ever doing anything, but it'll be the Golden Pipeline Trust or something.
Trust, yeah.
Yeah, but I can't see the Water Corp. They're just about doing operations. So.
Everyone happy with the explanation?
Yep.
All those in favour? Someone to move, please. The Councillor Hartsfield and Councillor Corsini. Being no objections, all those in favour? Carried.
So we've got Stacey Guy, our Manager for Community Development, coming over, so I can get her over now if you like. That can be out of session if you like. I'm going to close the meeting and that'll be out of session.
Out of session?
Yeah.
Well, before we close, I'll take this opportunity to thank Renee and Karen for their years of service. Disappointing that the President has left us. But there probably will be a few words said tonight, so and I'll tell you so. But just to thank you very, very much for all the work you've done, and enjoy yourself.
We will. No, I will miss it, and I will still be cooking and calling, don't worry.
Public holidays?
not public holidays. I'll try and have a drink. No, thank you, Mr. President. It's been an honour and a privilege.
Yes, thank you. And I will return to see the opening of the stage 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Are you here tomorrow? He's
no.
Gone for it?
To okay, thank you. I will declare the meeting closed, and thank you. And,